There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, join us here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That number allows you to bring up anything you want to discuss on national radio or international radio, depending on your perspective. We are here, and the we includes me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And, again, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've got coming up an update on a case. Chris Cantwell has a story giving us the latest on a man who had faced a jury trial for having sex with his wife. He's in his late 70s, and I presume she was at around the same age. I don't have that data in front of me, but he's in trouble, or was in trouble, because she had Alzheimer's. And some people are saying that that's wrong, and that he should go to prison for it. So Chris has the update on that. I want to get to it. The toll-free number is 855-453. Last hour we were talking about animal rights and that there's yet another court now in New York that is going to be examining the question of whether or not these apes that are in captivity should be granted some sort of right to leave that captivity and go to a different form of captivity. Anyway, so you're welcome to comment on animal rights as well. Let's go to Ralph listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, you guys are like all over the board on these things, you know?
I don't know. What you mean by that?
Well, you know, you're sitting there talking about animal rights and stuff like that. I mean, there's something basically everybody can do since they read the Bible. And I know you guys don't like to read the Bible. But the point is, you know, you treat animals.
Good for a laugh.
Well, that's your opinion. But anyways, the point is you treat animals decently.
I agree.
You know, you are a caretaker of them. That means you don't brutalize them, but, you know, animals are here for our food. Okay?
You don't brutalize them. You just cut their head off and throw them in the oven.
That's right. And you know what? I do it without them knowing I'm going to do it. That way, you know what? You don't get that those endorphins that make meat taste bad. You want to do it without them knowing. So, you know, you've got to be general about it. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, it's kind of like
you're sitting here classifying, you know, even humans as animals, and we're not animals.
They are.
You know, and that's
why not.
The funny thing is about classifying.
Whoa! Slow down. Why would I mean? I was kind of with you on a lot of what you're saying there, but why are humans not animals?
Because we're not. We have a soul, and we can.
You have a soul, but why wouldn't your dog have a soul? Wait a second.
Haven't you seen all dogs go to heaven?
Are you telling me that my dog Fruit Loop is not going to heaven?
Like I said, most of us can intelligently think. Okay.
Is that an insult? I mean, what is that supposed to mean?
I take it as you feel, but I'm just saying.
Well, you're saying.
I'm telling you right now that the churches disagree on whether or not dogs go to heaven.
Well, I disagree with the churches. How's that?
That's fine. Okay. You get to have whatever opinion you want. But if you go to heaven and you find a dog there, then you'll just be some old guy.
I disagree that he gets to have whatever opinion he wants. We should try this man for heresy.
Right.
In the first place, says I'm not going to heaven, okay?
Why is that? Oh, you're going to paradise.
No, because the Bible says that no man will ascend to heaven, that God will bring the kingdom down here.
Okay,
so there
fine.
You go.
So what kind of Christian are you?
People that go to church or listen to church have, you know what, they got their life all screwed up because they're listening to the minister that's lying to them, just trying to collect the paycheck.
I think there's something to what you've said there. So, I mean, I find myself in vacillation between agreeing with you and seriously disagreeing with you. So let's focus on the points of disagreement because that's more fun. Now, dog souls, tell me a little bit of why you believe that only humans have souls and dogs or other animals do not have them.
Because I believe what God says, that he breathed the breath of life into humans, meaning the soul. And
how do you know that that's what that means? I mean, this is one of the problems with the Bible. Which version do I believe? What does the breath of life? The breath of life does not say soul. Soul is a four-letter word. Breath of life is three different words meaning a term.
Well, you go into the whole context of what the whole paragraph, the whole chapter, the whole book says.
That's the real problem with the book, is that if I interpret it incorrectly, I end up burning in eternal torment. That book stinks.
No. You got it wrong because that there again you've been listening to the ministers. Okay.
Who am I supposed to listen to?
You don't go to a church.
Mark is a minister. Haven't you listened to James Whittakine?
Yeah, Mark is a minister, and he's not listening to a minister. He hasn't. When was the last time you were in a church where there was a minister preaching at you for something?
Well,
Mark?
If you count a UU church, which most people wouldn't, it'd probably be in the last decade. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, I really haven't been in a couple of decades.
Yeah, I mean, you did your own independent Bible study. You read through that book a number of times.
He's absolutely right that people get their view of the Bible colored by what they're taught.
I agree with that, but we're not talking about that right now. He was talking about you and your beliefs today.
Well,
right?
Look, I mean, if you want to study the Bible and come up with what you want to get out of it, that's absolutely a really great book for that, right? Like, you'll get whatever you want to get out of that book out of it.
Yeah, I think there's some good stuff in the Bible, and I also agree with Chris that there's some really laughable, ridiculous stuff, nonsense that's in the Bible. But, Ralph, I mean, so basically your explanation as to why you don't think that animals have souls is simply because you just don't really think about it, right? You just accepted what was written down in some old book, or rather interpreted and then written down from some old text.
No, in some ways, yes. In other ways, no. You know, I also pray about it. I did a lot of studying about it. I do a lot of observation and pondering about it.
Do animals have emotions?
Yes, they do.
How is that not a soul? How is something that can feel and understand emotion, how does that thing not have a soul? It's just like some sort of, what is a soul then?
Because God made us different than animals, okay? He made us.
You're not that different, man. The difference in your DNA between you and your dog is about 4%. I mean, we're not that far away from apes. I mean, despite our conversations before, yes, it's certainly true that, you know, we're upright and we've designed all manner of interesting things and there's all kinds of wonderful feats of human engineering.
We are society. Apes. We're not different from apes. We are apes.
Well, right. I mean, we're hairless apes.
Listen, though, you know, we were all made out of the same thing. I mean, come on. That would make your DNA pretty much, close together to begin with. But the point is, there is a difference, okay? And, you know, I don't want to argue the point. You can believe what you want to believe. That's your
yes,
point.
You absolutely can believe what you want to believe. I was just asking you why you believe what you believe, and your answer was you read it in a book somewhere. Thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight.
There's not a reasonable delineation available there.
What are you talking about?
He's saying humans are different because God.
Yes, that's right, because some book says so.
Humans are different because God.
Well,
that's worse than apes have rights because my feels. It's worse. It's even worse. And I'm glad that he comes to a similar conclusion to me, but the methodology is atrocious.
One of the things
you're an ally tonight.
I think it's fine. It's interesting is heaven, whatever you believe about heaven, and he apparently has some different ideas, and I'm fine with that. Heaven is supposed to be paradise, right? Like everything's great. Well, you're telling me that everything's going to be great in a place where my most beloved animal doesn't end up? Like, there's dogs. Like, to call a dog a man's best friend is by no means an overstep.
Yeah, that's
and then
true.
The next person could call in here and say, well, because of the Bible, I get to live with all of my pets forever in eternity and happiness. And it's the same exact way that they do it. They say that the dogs go to heaven because God.
Yeah, but it's all the same reasoning. Exactly. So I would say if we're going to go by sort of standard religion that I was taught, that animals go to heaven simply because it would lead to the disappointment of God's people that he's taking to heaven. And disappointment is in heaven don't go together.
From my perspective, animals are God, and just like you and I are, and so therefore...
God damn it.
Yeah, so... You can't ever escape from God in that way. So when you die, you just go back going away from being this sort of de-individuated piece of God into the whole. And so do the animals. Because they have souls. 855, 453.
All right, so you just said all animals are God because soul?
No, because, well, that's just what I believe.
You just did the worst thing that all of them.
No, I didn't.
The worst
that
all of them put together.
That's not what I said. You misinterpreted what I said.
It was nonsense. You just made this up.
Yes, of course.
You don't even get it from an old text. You just made it up on the radio.
No, these are pretty old ideas. The concept that everything is connected and that we're all part of this one giant universe.
Because that makes me feel good to think.
Because I believe in that. I feel like I've experienced it.
Why do you believe it?
I feel like I've
experienced it. I believe it because I believe it, is what you just told me. It doesn't make any sense. There was no...
Well, that's part of the fun of religion, is you get to believe whatever it is you want to.
And that's the, that's the tragedy. That's the fun part. It's the evil.
But who sounds happier? That's what I want to
know. 855 450 free. If it's not fun, you're doing it wrong. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here and bring up anything that you like. 855-450-FREE is the number, and you can join us via Skype. Skype username lrn.fm.
Hey, you've heard about Cameron Hughes Wines. We've been talking about them here on the air for quite some time. Well, they've extended their April shower sale for today. So a lot of their amazing wines are discounted to under $10. It's an amazing deal on fantastic wines. Yeah, their wines are already an amazing value. Because Cameron Hughes goes around.
Wait. Are they still offering free shipping on $10 wines?
Yep, they sure are. But Cameron Hughes.
I'm getting a little worried here about Cameron. He may need to check into a mental facility.
He must have a good deal.
Well, we'll sell it at a loss, and then we'll make up for it in volume. Go take the math, economics.
He's not operating on the funny farm, is he, at this point?
It's an amazing deal on some of these great wines. What he does is goes around to the best vineyards in California and around the world and gets these great wines at a fantastic discount because he takes their overages. But for today only, you can get these 90-point award-winning wines for a steal and additional savings of up to 30%. And my listeners, of course, get free shipping. Wow. Shipping. You just go to chwine.com, use the passcode FTL. You go there, chwine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner. You click on that, put in FTL. And this is a great time. If you've been thinking about trying Cameron Hughes's wine, chwine.com, now's the time to do it. Some of these bottles are as high as $100 a piece normally.
Not with him, though.
No, not at his site.
Right, if you were to buy it through the originator of the, you know, the grapes, the original winery that marks it up big time.
Yeah, so he, you know, his pricing's basically between $15 and $30.
Standard.
Yeah, standard. And today you can get over 30% off of select wines and free shipping.
Today, as in this expires tomorrow?
As I understand it, it expires midnight tonight.
Do it now.
So chwine.com, you know, click on the microphone in the upper left and enter coupon code FTL.
You really normally don't get good and cheap together, but you really do with Cameron Hughes Wine. chwine.com, code FTL.
Yes.
All right, let's continue here. We've got Bill. He's in Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey. I won't stay on very long. I'm on a mic, a waterproof mic on my phone, so it may not sound too good.
Yeah, anyway, it does sound a little muffly, but you're not bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, briefly, I did a little studying on this one time. And,
on what?
The subject was whether a soul has weight. And you guys have probably heard about this too, but starting in the early 1900s, it was a scientific question, and someone got a grant, and they started paying the families for the permission to weigh the person who was on the deathbed, and they kept getting a very small amount of weight change when the person actually died. And it was, the study was repeated later on in the 1900s when the balances, the scales were more precise, and it still kept coming up a very small amount of loss of weight, like in, I don't know what it was, a few ounces. And they also started to study animals like dogs and et cetera. And they could not get the same type of weight loss. And so it's out there. I mean, there's a study.
Yeah, it's an interesting claim. I mean, it's immediate.
Snopes calls it true.
Really?
I haven't had a chance to read all the way through it. They're saying something to do with respiratory function or whatever, but Snopes calls this true.
So what is it? I mean,
That was part of the argument that some kept saying, well, it could be loss of respiratory, but in cases where there was hardly any breathing at all or anything like that, and the body function went down to just nothing, still that slight loss of weight occurred at the moment of death.
Now, I want to know more about what Snopes has to say about it. Bill, thanks for calling in with that. That's an interesting claim. It's obviously one that I think needs to be checked because it sounds pretty shocking. Marky, do you have Snopes in front of you, and is there more worth sharing from it?
Well, I don't know what's worth sharing from it, and it's very difficult for me to have scanned over this entire long article and tell you what is worth
having. Many articles will give you a summary of what they're about within the first paragraph. That's kind of a standard way of writing.
Well, so let's see here. They talked about Excuse me. So it went on at some length, and it goes, enter Duncan McDougall of Haverhill, Massachusetts. The doctor postulated the soul was material and therefore had mass, ergo a measurable drop in the weight of the deceased would be noted at the moment this essence parted ways with the physical remains. Mm-hmm. The belief that human beings are possessed of souls which depart their bodies after death and that these souls have detectable physical presences were around well before the 20th century, but claims that souls have measurable mass, which falls within a specific range of weights, can be traced to experiments conducted by Dr. McDougall in 1907.
It sounds preposterous, right? I mean, if a soul is some sort of form of energy, when energy leaves the body, it's not going to create a weight loss.
A light bulb doesn't weigh more when it's turned on than when it's turned off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that, but it's an interesting question.
I'm not saying I know for sure that a soul is energy, but I think that's a valid theory. But go on, Chris.
So this is from a study. Said this loss of weight could not be due to evaporation of respiratory moisture and sweat because that had already been determined going on.
Okay.
In his case, at the rate of 1/60th of an ounce per minute, whereas this loss was sudden and large, 3/4 of an ounce in a few seconds. The bowels did not move. If they had moved, the weight would have remained upon the bed, except for a slow loss by the evaporation of moisture, depending, of course, on the fluidity of the feces.
Yes, bodies pee, and number two, themselves. And that's what they're referring to there.
I'm trying to find the part where they say that this is something other than a deity, because that has to be part of any scientific.
Yeah, I can't imagine Snopes would agree
that
with...
That has to be.
Yeah. It's a very long article, and
right.
We're trying to
we'll
sort of
come
do
back
it
to it.
Live radio.
Obviously, but yeah,
McDougall repeated his experiments with 15 dogs and observed that the results were uniformly negative, no loss of weight at death. This result seemingly corroborated McDougall's hypothesis that the loss of weight recorded as humans expired was due to the soul's departure from the body.
I want somebody to do the experiment starting from the conclusion that there is no soul, because if he's trying to confirm
he's
it...
Trying his bias,
and I just can't believe him.
I think that seems pretty clear, which is why I'm interested that the caller pointed out that this had been repeated in the 20th century. Had it also been repeated in the late portion of the 20th century, I wonder how many times this has been repeated, because that's usually the thing, right, with the scientific method or whatever. You want to, if somebody does a study, then it needs to be duplicated by other scientists to show that there was some legitimacy to the previous study. But, of course, if the other scientists also want to reach the same conclusion, then I would say the study is, in question as to its validity from the get-go. So, to me, this is shouting red flag here, and, we need to find out a little bit more information. If you know more about these claims than we do here, obviously we've just been thrown into this. Our toll-free number is 855-453, but that's what I like to do.
This says, what to make of this... All this, McDougall's results were flawed because the methodology used to harvest them was suspect, the sample size far too small, and the ability to measure changes in weight imprecise. For this reason, credence should not be given to the idea his experiments proved something, let alone that they measured the weight of the soul as 21 grams. His postulations on this topic are a curiosity, but nothing more. An interesting counterpoint to this item is another widespread belief of those long ago times, one which held the human body gained weight after death, the exact opposite of what McDougall was attempting to prove.
I can't believe somebody hasn't attempted this experiment
because
at some
point. Pointless.
Somebody must have. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
You just need to get a bunch of people and slowly poison them, and you'll figure it out.
We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk
Sounds
Live.
Like a plan.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Coming up, a man acquitted for sex with his wife with Alzheimer's. We'll give you the details on that. It's a little bit of good news. ExpressCoin is the best way to get your cryptocurrency of choice. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. At ExpressCoin, they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you at ExpressCoin.com. They've also got an app for your smartphone, ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL, by the way, gets you up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. So don't forget coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, let's go to, I believe we've got Libertarian Banker in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Hello.
I'm having a rough time, man.
Well, please don't answer.
What is, why are you the Libertarian Banker? Does that mean you're someone who works in the banking system and you are a Libertarian?
I am a banker.
He is, in fact, the blockchain personified.
Well, I would like to talk about Bitcoin today, though. And
what do you do for a bank? Just before you get into that, I'm just curious.
Well, I don't want to get too much into it, but I'm a lender. I lend money. I'm like a, you know, a personal banker, I guess.
Ah. Oh, does that mean like you're a loan shark?
Loan shark.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about Bitcoin.
I love that laugh.
I want to talk about why banks should be very afraid of it. Okay.
Of Bitcoin.
Of Bitcoin, because I'm a huge proponent of Bitcoin. I like the technology behind it. But banks make a lot of money off of the transfer of money, I'm sure you know.
Yes, oh yeah, a great deal.
And Bitcoin, not only is it a currency, but it's also a financial transaction system that allows you to, you know, move wealth from here to there. And so the payments can, you know, are a huge income source for banks, you know, credit card processing, wire transfers, ACHs, all of those. So that's reason number one, banks should be afraid of Bitcoin. The second reason, and one that I'm not 100% on that maybe you guys could help me with, is the ability, banking is built on the fractional reserve system. Basically, we could take $1 and turn it into 9 or 10. You know, we can take $1 and loan that out to 9 different people, basically.
Right, and then they go put those dollars in their bank accounts, which are then loaned out 9 times over and blah, blah, blah.
Fractional reserve. Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And that's part of the reason the Federal Reserve likes to give the money to the banks. I think it's the Federal Reserve, they're going to give money to somebody, just give it to the people.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. You cannot do that with a Bitcoin. You cannot have a bank, a Bitcoin bank, that can then take that Bitcoin and give you access to your Bitcoin while loaning it out to another individual.
That's true.
And, well, okay, and so banking, and that,
go ahead,
that's
go
because
ahead.
Banking is a bunch of lies. I mean, you know, what Bitcoin...
Well, the money is lies in banking. Right?
I wouldn't even go that far, the way
that.
It's distributed.
Yep.
So, like, there's two services of what a bank does. It secures your money, and it provides loans. Those should not be the same services done with the same money. Basically, your money should be given... you should be giving the money to the bank as a CD, and then they can use that money, a certificate of deposit, meaning that you have to stick with it for 6 months or a year or 2 years or however long you say. And then the bank can then take that money that has then been loaned to them at an interest rate and then loan it out to people at a higher interest rate, making the money the way that we all think that they should, as opposed to this idea that somehow they take your money that you just put in there and then they loan it out to the people.
If I may, on that point, the CD and the loan would then have to be the same term. And if the person wanted to come redeem that CD, they wouldn't be able to get that money. So what banking provides is the ability for you to somebody to move through the time value of money. I know that's a, you know, economic term or whatever, but basically we're allowing people to loan money to other people indirectly without having, with still being able to have it liquid, being able to access that money. And that's mainly the service that banks provide.
Well, it doesn't have to be that service, though. So I feel like my point was dismissed rather handily.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. The fact is that I believe, okay, so if a bank has thousands of CDs, which they should in a sort of honest banking system, rather than the system where you just give money to the banks and you can go get it anytime you want. If you're loaning money to a bank so they can loan it out, then you shouldn't be able to go get it back anytime you want. And if you do go get some money back, you should take a severe hit on it, you know, 20% or something like that.
Yeah, and that's what happens now. That's what I'm trying to say. And you're still in that system that you're talking about there, Mark. You still have to take the dollars from this individual to give to that individual. Then if he wants his money back, okay, I'll take it from him, I give it to him. He wants his
But if you have thousands of people that But if you have thousands of people that you're doing that with, it sort of mitigates that problem.
The fractional reserve banking system, and that's
it doesn't go back to them.
No, because CDs.
I think a bank, if a bank is under contract, if I'm under contract with a bank, having lent them $10,000 at 5% interest, then the bank should have in that contract a provision that says, well, potentially, if we don't give you your money back, 80% of your money back when you demand it immediately, if you don't make it to the term, then we can just potentially say, no, you lent us the money, it's lent out to somebody else.
Okay,
I mean, the bank...
But what you're saying, Mark, is that you feel like in the future, if a bank wanted to accept Bitcoin, they could give Bitcoin-based loans out by doing this CD setup that you're talking about, right?
Yes.
You're saying that... that you disagree with Libertarian Banker here in that banks aren't completely occluded from being within the Bitcoin world if they want to be.
Right, and I absolutely would. I think it might be very, very beneficial to have Bitcoin banks. I mean, who wants to have access?
Absolutely.
Let's say you're a millionaire, a multimillionaire in Bitcoin, and you have access to your money all the time, which Bitcoin allows you to do. Somebody could try to, you know, get your private key from you, your password, or whatever it is that they do through violent means. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's a bank, then, you know, they have to, at the very least, take you in there with a gun to your back or hold your wife or child hostage while you go get the money.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've explained it there.
Well, I think I see where you're coming from, though, Libertarian Banker. I like what Mark's saying, but I know where you're coming from, that today's banks, and the way they currently exist and they think about things, Bitcoin is outside their level of really understanding and grasping. There may be some people within the big banks that are looking at Bitcoin and trying to figure out what to do with it, but it's like a lot of these old dinosaur institutions, and thanks for the call tonight. It's like a lot of these old dinosaurs, like newspapers, that it's hard for them to change with the times. They get into an old established way of doing things, and that's the way it's worked forever. That's the way it's going to work forever.
Right. We've been making a killing doing it this way, and then all of a sudden you're proposing a different business model, which is actually going to force us to, like, I don't know, be responsible.
Well, yeah, they would likely have to pare down their size, become more responsible, be more efficient organizations.
Forget newspapers. Look what happened to the Yellow Pages. I mean,
they're still out there.
This was potentially the biggest sector of advertising for a period of time, as far as dollars and cents. The advertiser, absolutely, Yellow Pages. And
everybody always talked about how they got raked over the coals by the Yellow Pages.
They're gone. I mean,
well, they're not gone. I mean, they're still around.
Right.
They're just probably not getting the same rate that they were before.
They're not getting anything like the rate because nobody uses them.
I had an IT client in New York that he was spending thousands and thousands of dollars on phone book advertising, and we sort of started switching him over to Google AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him up like, oh, how do we get your business back? We'll slash prices by many percentage points. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of like, oh, well, you guys have been taking me to the cleaners this whole time that I still been paying for. You know, I'm going to cut it in less than half now that I'm actually not going to pay it anymore.
Yep, that's how it works. So, you know, it's no different with these banks. They're old institutions. They've been around for, some cases, hundreds of years, right? And they do it the old way, and they're not so likely to embrace the new. And those that are willing to embrace the new, those few banks that would be willing to innovate in that way, then, you know, they might be taking some money that's on the table that they don't really even realize is there. 855-453 is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at bitbits.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. Bidbit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Them for the money. This is really asking people to be generous.
Yeah, it's charity.
So that they can, yeah, it's charity, so that other people can hear the message of liberty, which is what we've been doing for a long time, and maybe we've just milked everything there is out of, hey, give us money so we can spread the ideas of liberty
well,
farther
I don't
wider.
Believe it. I feel like, you know, we're not the biggest show in the world, right? And we may be the biggest radio show in the liberty movement, but it's not saying much, right? Like, the liberty movement is not that big, all things considered. Yes, Ron Paul did get a lot of hubbub in 2012 and 2008, but the movement itself, as far as the actual activists, the people who are, you know, boots on the ground, the people who really care enough about liberty to do more than punch a Chad to speak about it, to speak out about it, to do things to actively support it. Those people are few and far between compared to the people who are willing to punch a chat or, you know, attend some sort of political rally during a campaign season.
Yeah, we can get a million votes for a Libertarian Party candidate or something like that, but, you know, how many people do we get to show up to, I don't know, Porkfest or...
And we know the money's out there. The money is out there, right? Like, look at the money the Ron Paul campaign brought in, millions upon millions of dollars. And Ron Paul probably hasn't really touched very many lives in Africa with any of those millions of dollars. We can do it for $22,000 for 3 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can blanket a good swath of Africa, probably the majority of the continent, with the ideas of liberty for literally hundreds of dollars per month. And so you can help us with that. There are perks available. Go check them all out. Get the four-minute pitch video over at africa.lrn.fm. Again, that's africa.lrn.fm. And please accept my thanks and gratitude as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. Michael's in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Hey, guys. First, I'd like to give a very special how you doing to Cantwell.
Get on with it. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
There was a while ago I called because you said you wanted dum-dums not to be able to vote.
That sounds like Mark would have said that.
Mark or
Cantwell likely
Cantwell
would agree. I don't know. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Mark and Cantwell at one point both
agreeing. Yeah, okay. Yep, okay. That sounds like us.
And I called in to say that that would be a terrible idea.
To prevent people who are
perhaps a history listen
below average intelligence from being able to vote.
Yes.
Okay.
And I called in against that. And I need to make a slight change to that.
Okay. You've met a dum-dum and you don't want them to vote.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Someone I know asked, they suggested that Michelle Obama should be president. And that Hillary Clinton was a good second choice.
Well, why does that make them a dum-dum? I mean, doesn't that just make them somebody with an opinion about politicians?
It's not that they were a dum-dum, but I don't want someone like that having any influence in my life.
Well, there's plenty of people who also want to see Jeb Bush get elected as well. I mean, do you think that they should be able to vote?
Well, at the very least, you can claim that Jeb Bush has executive experience or that you can look at his track record or whatever. With Michelle Obama, you really can't do that, right? Like, she's her only qualification for being president of the United States is the fact that she lived in the House at some point.
But the reason I wanted to call in is because, Mark, I think that it's not that you don't want dum-dums to vote. I think it's that you just don't want people interfering in your life that have no business doing so.
Generally, that's the case, but voting is the
means
that they
don't,
do it.
I'm sorry. Smart people don't have any business meddling in my life either. I don't want anybody to be able to tell me what to do, regardless of their intelligence quotient. I realize you weren't necessarily suggesting that, but I want to make it clear. I would prefer no one have a vote over the way my life is supposed to go.
Well, I've long held that elections are a bad thing. I'm trying to end them, not win them. And so the fundamental premise there is that really nobody has the right to vote. But if we're going to say that some group of people is going to be picking the rulers that will violently rule over all of mankind, maybe it would help if they weren't dumb as rocks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say that, Ian, one might say that the interim between no one being able to vote to change to affect your life and everyone being able to vote to affect your life might be only people who are able to, pass some kind of test or something like that would be able to
and maybe
rule
have
your
some
life.
Skin in the game. Maybe it's tied to property ownership or something like that, and then they don't say, I want to take the money from that guy, and then I'll have money, and that might be better.
Well, that's what you want to do in your own private organization and, give people voting rights over you if they have property, then certainly you should be free to do that.
Well, generally speaking, any organization where you had voting rights, you would have some skin in the game, right? Like, you would be like a shareholder in a corporation, and then you have some voting percentage that is relative to your ownership stake in the company or something to that effect.
But let's get real, though. I mean, this is as unrealistic a discussion as the press a button to get rid of government discussion, because
you know what's not an unrealistic conversation to have? I'm sick and tired of all these people having these rules, and I'm going to go live someplace else. You know, lots of people are voting with their feet. They're moving to places like Isle of Man. Lots of rich people are moving to places like Isle of Man, Guernsey, you know, Cayman Islands. They're moving their money there. They're moving their businesses there. And then all these people that think that they can vote themselves wealth and vote themselves success are getting less and less to work with. And that's what's going to happen over time. To some extent, I wonder whether it can even be stopped, whether projects like the Free State Project, which I've dedicated to some extent my entire life to, are just exercises in futility while stupid people rip the last little bits of flesh and bone off of the productive class. That's what I wonder.
Well, you know, that's that you can certainly have that particular viewpoint. I know you're not saying that you do, but
it's pretty close to the viewpoint I have.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Michael, anything else you want to share?
Well, about the button to end government, my biggest fear with that button is that the military would come in and claim the legitimacy of the state.
The button would end the military, though, right? Like
the abolition of the state sort of implies the military.
Yeah.
Right. This is the problem, though. It's not going to be the abolition of violence. And it's not going to be the abolition of real things like guns. So would people who, you know, want to use guns just immediately begin putting together some even more tyrannical state?
Yeah, but they wouldn't have the legitimacy that the current state does. Thanks for the call, Michael.
Not.
I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, so I'd push the button in a heartbeat.
It would also,
God told me to kill everyone.
It would also destroy productivity for the next...
No.
The hell are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure that government
economics
is the biggest hindrance to productivity.
Yeah, the government's a huge tick that siphons off the productivity of everybody under its rule.
They're like, let's get rid of this institution that's taken a third of everything we own and spending it on bombs and giving it to people who don't produce, and then that might destroy our productivity, I sort of doubt
it. So this fantasy question, and this is why I hate fantasy questions. There's no criteria for this question. When you say I would push a button to end the state, you are saying nothing. Because when you say that when Ian says that Ian would push a button to end the state, Ian has said F all. Because it is a pointless statement.
It's not. It's a thought experiment. That's why we're doing it.
There are no criteria for the thought experiment.
What do you mean by that?
Let's play basketball without boundaries.
What criteria do you want?
I'd like to know, is violence eliminated in the sphere?
No.
Have you pushed a button to eliminate violence?
No.
Excellent. Then have you pushed a button that eliminates the memory of the state for people who would use violence?
All right, so let's just say I have previously not addressed that, but let's say that we did not.
Okay, so then all the people who are in the military, the generals, would then say, hey, guys, who remember working for me a moment ago before somebody pushed some magic button that says you don't work for me, would you like to work for me again and then we can all take over and add order to this chaos that has just occurred?
And then let's say that we did.
They
don't remember the state.
Okay, so they don't remember the state? Then you're starting with a clean new slate. What? I'm sorry. I just can't operate under the paradigm where people suddenly, where 6.3 billion people
forget
something.
It's like the Men in Black thing.
Yeah, they wake up and they have to figure out what to do with their lives. 855-453.
I still understand how to go to work.
Find something productive to do. Jeez, you state people. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.